I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. The message that I'm inspired to share today is truth brings tranquility. And this came up during my meditative reflection this morning. It's from a favorite verse from the great Sufi poet Rumi called The Touchstone. Iblis asked, "Can you tell a lie from the truth, you who are filled with illusion?" Muawiwa answered, "The Prophet has given a clue, a touchstone to know the base coin from the true. He has said, that which is false troubles the heart, but truth brings joyous tranquility." And it is that last line that has stayed with me. That which is false troubles the heart, but truth brings joyous tranquility. And this serves as a reminder to check in. If your heart is ever feeling troubled, this is an indication that your attention and belief are being directed to that which is false. Because only the false can trouble the heart. But the truth brings joyous tranquility. The truth is always love. The truth is freedom. And so anything that is misaligned with that ultimate truth will be felt as discord in the body. And I'd like to couple that with a verse from the great Advaita master, Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj. This part from his seminal work, I Am That, also came to heart. And Sri Nisargadatta said, "It is always the false that makes you suffer, the false desires and fears, the false values and ideas, the false relationships between people. Abandon the false and you are free of pain. Truth makes you happy. Truth liberates." And here again, we're reminded that the false makes you suffer. And this falsehood can be in the form of a variety of things. And Sri Nisargadatta points out false desires, false fears, false values and ideas, false relationships. But when we abandon the false, then we are free of pain. And often I think of this as a thought, idea, belief, fear, or desire that we're giving our attention to. And when we simply release our attention from it, when we are disinterested in it, when we no longer believe it to be true, we find that we are free. Our heart settles. The pain dissolves because we are shifting from this belief in the false to a return to truth. Truth being love, truth being freedom. And we recognize that when we're projecting out, when we're imagining a scenario that might occur in the future, something we do not want, when that causes suffering, we recognize in this type of reflection that we're giving our attention to something that is false. It is not now. It's something we're imagining. It's pure imagination. And additionally, when we feel that we're suffering something that's happening in the moment of now, that could mean that we are believing something about this present moment experience that is also untrue. We might believe that something is working against us, not recognizing the bigger picture of how this thing that seems to be working against us may actually lead to our liberation. I think back to my years in corporate life, and it's easy to have moments and thinking, this is the wrong path. This environment feels toxic. It's not what I should be doing. However, you're placed in that situation for a reason. And when I think of the last role that I had in that previous life, it led to a business trip around Asia where I took time for meditative reflection during each of the stops. And during that time of reflection, I was just writing what turned out to be questions. Those questions led to my first book, Meditative Questions. Living that book, living the questions, doing the design work, creating a publishing company, all of the things that went into that creation ultimately led me to walk away from that previous career, to move to Africa, to seek ultimate freedom. So if it hadn't been for the circumstances that led to now, this path would have looked totally differently. So we have to give ourselves grace, recognize that what we could be believing in this moment, maybe it's not true. Maybe that's why we're suffering. Maybe we're not seeing the bigger picture. If instead we have gratitude for our moments and our experiences, or for particularly traumatic situations that we may not feel gratitude for, we feel gratitude for our strength, the fact that we are on the other side of whatever we endured. We harness that strength into action, creative action, that becomes transformational. So we have to release this connection and this belief and attention to that which is making us suffer. Recognize that our perception might be flawed, that we're not necessarily in alignment with the truth that is. Because the truth is love. The truth is freedom. And with that said, I'm inspired to also share a passage from my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are, appropriately from the final section entitled Live Free. And the first pointing in that section is be honest. And the accompanying perspective is as follows. It is necessary to be totally truthful and kind with yourself and others. Your words and actions must align. Living by what you say is freedom. And as I read this passage now, combined with the wisdom of the great masters, what's felt is that in the same way we recognize truth from false based on what is experienced, if there's pain or trouble in the heart, we recognize that we are one. There is only oneness. And so when we do not have integrity and alignment within ourselves, when we aren't living our own truth, that is felt as discord in others because we're reflections of each other. So when we are truthful and kind in the way that we operate, when our words and actions align, when we live by what we say, then this is recognized naturally in others as authenticity. Now, another may not necessarily like our truth, but that is beyond our control because they are experiencing our actions through their own lens of perception, from their own level of consciousness, which may be different from ours. But in the end, what is felt by the other person is the fact that we are living authentically. We are living in alignment. The example of the way that we live our lives is reflected. And so, though the other may not agree with our truth, there is a recognition of the fact that we are living in alignment with our truth. And when we are aligned with the ultimate truth of our truest self, we realize that this finite experience, the finite mind, is actually a contraction of the infinite, which is incomprehensible by the limited mind, can only be experienced. And so this is really what Sri Nisargadatta was pointing at. Abandon the false. We let go of the false. We let go of the limitations, any idea of lack or not enoughness or fear. We are essentially rising to our true nature, which we are always. We are always the self. But we may be operating from the limited perspective of the person. When we release that, when we release that limitation and step into the infinite, step into love, live from the heart, live in the heart, we are naturally acting with kindness and honesty with ourselves and others. We are courageous in speaking our truth kindly. We're in alignment with our words and actions. We live by what we say. And in this way, the truth that is felt within ourselves as joyous tranquility, because we're not abandoning ourselves, we're in alignment with ourselves, is felt by others as authenticity as well. In the best case, also as joyous tranquility. But there's a consistency. There's a knowingness that you act in alignment with what you say. That builds trust. That builds connection. Love is felt. And love is unicity. Love is recognizing that there is no self and no other. There's only one. And so then our reflections become equal in truth and love. And that is freedom. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.